This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossings. Patient's first name is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Last name is Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. Date of birth is 1-4-1949. Referring doctor is Dr. Hazen, H-A-Z-I-N. Next paragraph, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of cognitive assessment and to assess efficacy of medication for Alzheimer's disease, HPI, 93-year-old female period. This is a new referral to me. I reviewed hospital records, comma, progress notes, comma, current medications, comma, recent medical changes, comma, vital signs, comma, allergies, comma, weight changes, or next paragraph. Patient was admitted to this facility on 1-10-2024 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Farmington Hills. Her chart indicates diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, comma, acute kidney failure, comma, pneumonia, comma, COVID-19, comma, protein calorie malnutrition, adult failure to thrive. Patient was admitted to this facility on rivastigmin, 1.5 milligram once a day. Period, she gets enteral feeding. Period, during my evaluation, patient is very confused, comma, nonverbal. She could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement here. She minimize any feelings of sadness, depression or hopelessness, no reports of paranoia, delusional thinking. Period, she could not tell me today's date, month, season. Next paragraph, I spoke to a patient's daughter who is very involved in patient's care. Daughter reports that her mother was officially diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2023, but she has exhibited progressive memory impairment for several years prior to that. Period. Patient daughter Shayla, S-H-A-Y-L-A, reports that her mom can recognize patient as well as her sister, and quote, lights up, unquote, when they are there. Period. She reported that her mom was a strong person and was a rock of the family. Period. She worked as a radiology technician at Henry Ford Medical Center and also worked for Detroit Public Schools as a teacher and has a master's degree in education. Next paragraph, review of system general. Weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, unable to assess, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, unable to assess. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior patient psychiatric treatment, no. History of prior suicide attempts, no. Prior history of violence, no. Substance abuse history, check. Alcohol, no. Cannabinoid, no. Opioid, no. Stimulants, no. Next, psychiatric social history. Would you consider your upbringing average? Emotional abuse, no. Physical abuse, no. Sexual abuse, no. Highest level of education. Master's degree. Occupation, retired teacher. Next paragraph, social family. Source of history, patient, chart, family, staff. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, medications, under drug, rivastigmine 1.5 milligram, one time a day. Check it as the current medications. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 111 over 60, pulse 72, respiration 15. Next paragraph, general thin looking female, grooming adequate, body build thin, nutritional, enteral feeding, level of consciousness alert, demeanor cooperative, orientation to self only, attention concentration impaired, judgment limited, insight poor, impulse control, intact speech, not very spontaneous, thought process is confused, flight of ideas none, suicidal homicidal ideation denied, memory immediate impaired, recent impaired, remote, intact, foreknowledge poor, mood unable to assess, not very verbal, affect flat, appetite poor, enteral feeding, delirium absent. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Alzheimer's disease with late onset G30.1. Plans, staff needs to provide support, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, period, anticipate patient's needs. Next paragraph, number 2. Dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F02.80. Plans, discontinue rivastigmine at daughter's request. Not sure of any benefits at this time. Next paragraph, disposition. Consent for continued services through behavioral care solutions obtained. Check recommend continuing non-pharmacological interventions such as creating a calm environment. Next paragraph, check document any symptoms of depression, excessive crying, refusal to eat, withdrawn. Next paragraph, follow up PRN, orders and procedures. Nine, three, or four. Under complexity coordination, total minutes 35. End of dictation.